between. I've told you what I'm going to do. I've already engaged in conversation with UNHCR, Living Waters, the police and immigration. And as soon as I get properly briefed on it and have further discussion with them, with respect to the Cuban nationals, the next thing for us as a government to do would be to engage in conversation with the government of Cuba and find out what's going on. I made the point to point out, and I'll repeat it, it's worth repeating, we don't have domestic legislation to deal with these types of situations. From what I've seen in the brief provided to me, even the UN in Trinidad are incapable. They're the ones who are developing a process. They've been incapable in developing a process that is able to process these people quickly enough. My understanding of the refugee status is that if they are granted some recognition by UN, the UN then places them in other countries that they have treaties and agreements with for them to start new lives there. So Trinidad is a sort of holding base, stepping stone, etc. But as the government of Trinidad and Tobago, we have to make sure things are done in accordance with our laws.
Thank you.